Fred Film Radio, Trieste Film Festival, Italy.
Our next guest on the Big Fred Tuesday is Nicoletta Romeo, who is the co-director of the Trieste Film Festival in Italy. Nicoletta, welcome to the show.
Hello.
This is great. And again, I take this opportunity to wish you a new Happy New Year. We did this before the recording started, but I'll do it officially and in English as well. So happy 2021.
Happy New Year to you. I mean, be strong and healthy and a good one, full of quality cinema, but especially a very, very healthy one.
Yeah, that's definitely the hope. And we can only hope that that's the case. You know, glad to have you here on the show, just in time to talk about the forthcoming edition of the Trieste Film Festival in Italy, which will take place from the 21st to the 30th of January. Is that correct? Are the dates correct?
Yes, it's correct. It's correct. But Excellent. Where?
That's what we're going to talk about in a little bit, actually. Yeah, because obviously, you know, we'll get to that in a moment. But before we talk about that, this year's edition, which, of course, I believe will be the 32nd in the festival's history. Yes. And before we talk about what's in store, Nicoletta, would you be able to maybe introduce the festival a little bit just to our listeners and maybe tell us a little bit about its history and its mission statement?
Yes, well, the Trieste Film Festival was born in Trieste, which is not so simple and so banal, because many festivals in Italy were not born in the same place, in the same town where they're held. Sometimes, you know, in Italy, there are hundreds of festivals who are created and thought and conceived in Rome, for instance, and then they're launched as a trampoline in nice, beautiful places by the sea. Well, this is not the case of the Trieste Film Festival. The Trieste Film Festival was born in 1989, which is a pivotal year. It's a pivotal year. It's a momentous year because it was right after the collapse of the Berlin Wall, and it's not a chance. It's not random. There was a group of people. Some of them are not with us anymore, by the way. Especially the greatest director of all times, Anna Maria Percavassi, who had the idea to create this festival with some friends. She said, well, Trieste is a sort of an avant-post of the Western culture right before the Eastern Bloc. And all the European, the Eastern European communities are very much present in Trieste, such as the Slovenian ones, the Croats, the Serbs. I mean, these are all great communities, both linguistic and cultural, who in Trieste represent the plurality of the souls that inhabit this very strange town living by the frontier. And as all the towns, I think, that live by the frontier, especially between two worlds, like us, between Eastern and Western worlds, we have many stories to tell. And I think also the cinema that we are imbued with has many stories to tell. So this is it. I mean, the festival was created, and since the very beginning, it represented in Italy the only festival which was focused expressly and only to this vast geographical macro area of the Central and Eastern Europe, which is very wide. I mean, if you think, it goes from the Baltic countries down to the Central Europe, down to the southeastern little corner of the Balkanic countries. So it's a huge area, but in Italy it was not so well known. This is a paradox.
Right. That's what makes Trieste a sort of a meeting of worlds, a meeting point for different cultures. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
And so, of course, just to emphasize that point, there is definitely something of an emphasis in the festival on Central and Eastern European filmmaking.
Yes, this is the strong focus of the festival. Actually, there are a few festivals in Europe who have this strong geopolitical focus, like Cottbus, for instance, in Germany. We are twin festivals in a way. And so this has been the true identity of the festival. This is as simple as it as that. So the festival is about those countries. And every year, the mission is to try to find the best films and the best authors because the festival is a very author-driven festival from these countries. So it's a huge, it's a huge research. We have to monitor and to travel a lot to many festivals, many international festivals, to international markets. And we have many correspondents and many advisors and friends, who help us in gathering all the information as possible from every country. Because by the way, it's really a lot of countries. And, I know that usually, especially in the past, especially in the mind of many Italians, Eastern Europe was one thing, like, you know, one block. This is not the case. Each country in Eastern Europe has its peculiarities, its qualities, and a different cinema. For instance, Lithuanian cinema is not like Bulgarian cinema, or Hungarian cinema is completely different from the Polish one. So it's a wide, wide area, that every year we scout in a way, and, always finding small and big treasures that right. we are very happy about.
Absolutely. And coming to present times, we have been discussing this a lot. You know, we were discussing it all throughout 2020, and it looks like at least the start of this year will be no exception, as the Trieste Film Festival too has been impacted by the global pandemic in the sense that it will be taking place online. And it's bittersweet, and we'll talk about how that will function, but it is bittersweet for a few reasons. But one of them that really caught my eye as I was reading up about it is that this year's edition was going to mark the 30th anniversary of the Yugoslav War, the war in the Balkans. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. So this edition should have been, you know, centered on that, on the conflicts in the Balkans or 30 years ago. That was a spotlight that, you know, and it's a project that which has been years in the making. So the pandemic, but also the fact that many, many of these films exist only in 35 millimeter print, that forced us not to show them in an online platform, in an online format, but we had to reschedule the whole thing, hopefully between March and April. So we really hope that between March and April, if, you know, the pandemic will let us go back to the cinemas again, this focus will be visible on site and not online.
Oh, right. So there is kind of a plan to do more this very year at a later date.
Yes. It's like, you know, Trieste Film Festival number two.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Well, yeah. That sounds like a great idea. In fact, I thought that, you know, marking this anniversary was a great idea as well. And, well, all right. So as far as the decision of having this 32nd edition of the Trieste Film Festival online is concerned, this might be a silly question, but again, it allows us to sort of take an international snapshot of what is happening in the world of film and film festivals. But was it a difficult decision to take? But also, when did you guys sort of realize that you would definitely not be able to hold a physical edition, or that it would not be safe to do so in any case?
Well, it was actually not such a hard decision to do, to make, because actually many festivals before the Trieste Film Festival have gone online. So we had many, let's say, cases before ours. And, you know, in October especially, there was a sort of a recrudescence of the pandemic in Italy. So we understood that no way. I mean, there was no, it would not be possible. So we immediately chose the plan B at that time, which was the online platform on My Movies, which is the platform that we use as many other festivals in Italy, which is, by the way, geo-blocked to Italy. And we started working immediately on that. And that a little bit, it was like, the difficult thing is, you know, was to prepare everything in advance, especially the program had to be ready before, and, you know, many videos, interviews, the whole schedule of the festival. So everything had to be ready much in advance, which was, by the way, a perk now, because now we are ready. I mean, basically everything is, you know, it's almost ready. So it was a little bit, you know, it's a mentality. Usually, you know, for Christmas time, we usually are, you know, still watching films, or, you know, just correcting, you know, the drafts of the catalog. But this year it was not possible. Like in November, everything was ready. So, yeah, we had to change the schedule, I mean, basically, of our work process.
How is it actually going to work and how can people sign up to experience it?
Well, it's very easy. Just go on our website. So it's www.triestfilmfestival.it and you will see everything there. I mean, all the different kinds of accreditation, the program, all the extra programs, all the interviews, everything, all the information is there and it's very easy, very, very easy. So it's just four kind of accreditation, the small one, a very small one for all pockets, which is not even 10 euros until, you know, the pro one, which is almost 200 euros. So you can choose among four possibilities. And so it's very easy to watch the festival online.
But in terms of the actual structure of the festival, the Trieste Film Festival, has that been altered by this decision of going online or is it relatively similar or the same?
Not really, not really. We haven't changed the traditional, let's say, skeleton of the festival or the architecture of the festival. We have the usual international competitions, all Italian premieres. So the feature film competition, the documentary film competition, the short film competition, and a little showcase dedicated to independent Italian cinema, which is dedicated to the memory of Corso Salani, who passed away prematurely 11 years ago, and he was a long-standing friend of the festival. So we dedicated a whole showcase to him. And then there is another section dedicated to art and music, which is art and sound, in collaboration with the Sky Arte, which is a cable TV in Italy. And many other sections, which actually are brand new sections. So there are many, many new sections that we are inaugurating online. And I find this very exciting. I think that we cannot complain, really. I mean, the idea to exist and to be able to do the festival with so many fantastic films, we haven't renounced to anything. I think it's a great opportunity that we have to grab. So it's from one side, we lose the physical touch, you know, the human touch, which is also made of mistakes. And, you know, sometimes you arrive late and all the human, you know, elements of a festival. On the other hand, for once, all the films reach the audience everywhere in Italy, so to other Italian regions, possibly with a potential new audience. So it's a challenge. I mean, I take it as a challenge, and I'm very happy to take it.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely a challenge. And as far as the sections is concerned, I understand that there's one dedicated to films that sort of expand on new or explore new ways of making film or ponder on the nature of cinema itself. And yes, also a section that highlights works by women in film, female filmmakers. There's a lot happening, basically. Another thing that I felt like we should mention is something that I didn't know much about. Maybe you could tell me a little bit about it. The Eastern Star Award and the Cinema Warrior Award.
Yes, these are two recently brand new awards. Eastern Star Award is really an award that we want to give to someone with an outstanding career in cinema, of course, and in a way with his life and work has contributed to create a bridge between Eastern and Western Europe. So in the past, we have given this award to Monica Bellucci, to Irene Jacob, to Milcho Manchevski, Rade Cerbeja. And this year, we are going to give it to fantastic Serbian actor Miki Manojlovic, one of the big stars of Yugoslav cinema. You remember probably in Underground by Emir Kusturica, which is going to open the festival. He plays an incredible character. So we are very, very happy about this award going to this great actor, who, by the way, had gained also international prominence with other filmmakers like François Ozon, Giuliano Montaldo, Sam Garbaski. He was really someone, especially in the 90s, 80s and 90s, that was working everywhere in Europe. So we decided to give this award to him. And the Cinema Warrior Award, we created it to reward the tenacity and the boldness and the courage of those people who fight sometimes a little bit hidden and not in the limelight, promoting, you know, cinema in many forms. And this year, this very courageous award, the Cinema Warrior, will go to the Association UNITA, which is an association of all the actors in Italy, both for theater and cinema. And we thought about it for their way of promoting their acting profession in Italy, and in particular for their commitment to improving gender equality and sustainability and inclusivity in the audiovisual industry.
Yeah, like I said, there's so much that we could talk about. So I'm going to kind of try something that's a little different and ask you a sort of a broad question, but feel free to answer it in whatever way you like. When we take a look at the expansive program of this year's festival, I mean, what would you say are some of the prevalent themes and maybe things that are explored by filmmakers? Or is there any prevalent themes within this this festival's program, this edition of the festival? And also feel free to mention any individual titles that you feel are particularly representative or that you feel stand out from the program too.
Well, unfortunately, one of the main themes that comes year after year and that we find in many, many films coming from this huge area is the war. I think that the war is still haunting many, many of these countries, especially the Balkanic countries like Serbia, Montenegro, Kosovo. Many films are not about the war. Actually, sometimes you don't see the war. But in many films, what we can see and witness is the consequences of the war, even after many, many years, even if after 30 years, especially in Serbia. So the consequences may be, you know, unemployment, corruption, and the lack of perspectives sometimes. So it's, you know, all these artists are struggling with the idea of dedicating a sort of a requiem to their countries, but with lots of love. But at the same time, criticizing, their governments and many, many politics, not really helping people. So, I mean, I think I can mention in the feature film international competition section, Father, Otac by Srdan Golubović, that we already saw last year in the panorama section of the Berlinale, and it was awarded there the Audience Prize Award. This is a fantastic example of how the war managed to not only bring the disintegration of a country like Yugoslavia, but really brought the disintegration of a society. So all the people, in a way, struggle alone in a system which is sometimes very difficult and hostile. So sometimes we have little heroes of everyday life really, really struggling to get a better life. Another title that I could mention is from a first-time director, More Rasha, from Kosovo. And again, it's the portrayal, very moving, very tender, of a father who's trying, you know, all the possible ways to take his little daughter to Germany and to secure her a better future. So as you can see, in many films, there are actually two themes. So one theme is the war, and the other theme is the fathers. Sometimes fathers, you know, paternity is seen as, you know, poor people of everyday life struggling to get a better future. And this is the new heroes, anti-heroes of this part of Europe that we admire, and they're so moving and they're so touching. So I think, yeah, these are the two main leitmotifs this year.
And another reason to sort of get into and explore this year's edition of the Trieste Film Festival. And I realized that perhaps we left some of the things out of what is offered in this year's edition. But again, I remind our listeners that if you would like to know more about the Trieste Film Festival, just visit the website triestefilmfestival.it. So, and also I remind our listeners that the film runs from the 21st to the 30th of January. And Nicoletta, I'd like to wish you and the team a successful special online edition of the festival, and I would also like to thank you for joining us and talking with us about it. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you, Fred. Fred Radio.
Fred Film Radio. 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.